Contemplating what?
The data helps you open up your mind. And for me, that means that, you know, if I can contemplate something that I can't see, can't touch, then it kind of opens my mind to think about awakening.
About what?
About waking up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And not to mention, there's this kind of a very close overlap between opening your mind to what you don't understand and the presence of mindfulness, you know, because there's a presence of mind that is there when you're opening the mind. There's a certain kind of awakeness. There's energy. There's presence of mind. So it's a very, very wholesome state. I think one danger is that you don't want to get into too much proliferation around it. So sometimes people can get into proliferation around it where they just kind of start drifting into a whole sort of world of basically their own creations and just kind of fantasizing and daydreaming and interpreting everything as a coincidence and not to fall into that either. I'll tell you honestly, like when you're feeling... It's important, okay, so sometimes we go through dark nights of the soul, as it were, when you're feeling alone and you feel like this universe is a cold, uncaring, selfish place, and it's good, that's a good time to recollect the Deva. There are beings that exist, powerful beings, good beings, numerous beings that are present on this planet and in this universe and in the whole structure of reality. There's benevolence that is there if we simply A, open ourselves up to it, and B, also search for it. We have to kind of go in that direction. But we're not when you feel alone and abandoned and kind of you can't, whatever, that's a good time to just kind of helps give strength and kind of brightens the mind. But again, like Ajahn Pasno said, whatever works. So it's, for some people, it's just this is not going to work, and that's okay too. It is interesting that this, we're doing a class like this, and it's nice because it's very rarely talked of, but it's true. It very rarely comes up in the scriptures, like as an actual recollection. And it does from time to time, but it doesn't get anywhere near the frequency, say, of Brahma Viharas, so loving kindness, compassion. The devas are spoken of a lot, but in terms of recollecting them as part of your practice, that's not really, doesn't get much attention. So to talk about this like this now, just remember that it's not a major part of the teachings, but it is it's a part, and it's a useful part, and it's an uplifting part, and it's a beautiful part. And it must be said that it's much easier to do. The more artificial your world, the world of clocks and calendars and schedules and TV and computers, that world is very much human-controlled and human-created. And if you're immersed in that world, the whole world of the devas is much more difficult to kind of open up to. The mystery of life is much more difficult to open up to. Whereas you come out into the nature, there's a sense of something overflowing of existence and presence.